This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News not yet projecting a winner in this year's presidential race, but addressing supporters in Palm Springs, Florida, former President Trump claimed victory.
We overcame obstacles that nobody thought possible, and it is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened.
There's a lot of discontent about the economy.
Joe Biden's 40% approval rating is the lowest for an incumbent president since George W. Bush in 2008. That same election, at the start of the Great Recession, 42% in exit polls said they had gotten worse off financially under the current administration. That percentage was higher in 2024. 45% of people told exit polls they had gotten worse off financially under the Biden administration.
ABC's Brian Clark. Vice President Harris to address supporters later today. This is ABC News. His intent unclear. A man is in U.S. Capitol Police custody after apparently trying to get in with a flammable substance. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger.
One of the officers noticed a faint odor of gasoline. And when they pulled the backpack off the conveyor belt, they noticed a much stronger scent of gasoline. At that point, the subject was detained.
Manger says this episode is not believed to be related to the election. Investigators say the man told them he had papers with him he wanted to deliver to Congress. From Tulsa, word that Viola Fletcher voted on Tuesday. At 110 years of age, she's the oldest living survivor of the Tulsa race massacre in 1921. Earlier, 109-year-old survivor Lessie Benningfield Randall voted. Both ladies say they voted for Vice President Harris. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers prepare for Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, the Badgers men's team hosts Montana State tomorrow night. Head coach Greg Gard on all the new faces on his bench this year.
You look across college basketball, I'm watching a little bit of Purdue. I think we all go through it, probably even more so in today's world, just because of the transient nature of everybody's roster that you're learning on the fly.
Last night at the Kohl Center, the Badgers women's team with a 95-68 win over Wright State. Sarah Williams with 29 points, 12 rebounds, and 4 block shots. NFL, the Packers trading linebacker Preston Smith to the Steelers for a 7th-round pick. The move also saves Green Bay paying Smith $17 million next year. Xavier McKinney on losing games to the Vikings and now the Lions at Lambeau Field so far this season.
You know, we put ourselves in a hole being 0-2 in the division. You know, luckily we play the Lions again, we play the Vikings again. We got to take care of our business next time we play these teams.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in 5th place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz